We welcome our guest, L. Spencer Smith. L. Spencer Smith, how are you?
I'm doing well, HT. How are you?
Hey, doing great myself.
Great.
You got a new project?
Yeah. Actually,
you must be excited.
Oh man, I'm elated. Actually, this one is not with Testament. This one is just with me. This is my first solo project. Yeah. So it's just L. Spencer this time.
Okay, L. Spencer. Okay. Wow.
Yes, sir. And it's called Unstoppable. It'll be released in the fall this year, and I'm so excited because, of course, it's a little nervous. I've always had Testament behind me for the last 7 years, but the Lord just gave me the go-ahead to do something on the solo side. So this is my first solo venture, so I'm excited about it.
Wow. You have to really be excited, really nervous, you know, being a solo venture. How would you describe your music on Unstoppable? How would that be?
Wow, you know, I've been getting that question a lot. You know, I took this album back to my childhood roots and my sensibilities about music. I grew up in a house with when my mom was saved, so I got Shirley Caesar, the Winans, I got the Hawkins singer, I got James Cleveland, but my dad wasn't saved, so I got the Shy Lights, I got Confunction, I got the Barquets, I got the Spinners, I got Commodores, and so I grew up around those two sounds merging. And so when I decided to really put the music together for this project, I kind of amalgamated. I tried to fuse both of those intentions, both of those things that have made me the musician and the singer that I am. And it's gonna be great, AJ, because it's something that people are not used to. And I also kept it in the live context. In other words, I recorded it live. It sounds live. We didn't do a lot of overdubs. I wanted people to live in the moment of the recording and not just what we did afterwards in the studio.
How did that foundation, being in that FAMU choir, help L. Spencer Smith?
Wow, you know what? It gave me discipline. Now, one of the things that I appreciate about going to Florida A&M University was, first of all, I was in the marching band, so I had the opportunity to sit up under Dr. William P. Foster. And that was, I mean, he really drilled in us the perfection of music, the perfection of, you know, just the thought, the language of music. And then when I became a part of the gospel choir and eventually the director, it really, the discipline, the business side of music, you know, going on tours, the rigorous side of really rehearsing and stage presentation, all of those things. So it gave me a great platform, doing it week after week after week after week, city after city, kind of honed me to do what I'm doing right now.
L. Spencer Smith, we know about you. A few years ago, you had a big song out, didn't you?
Yes, and Surgery. And it's funny because people are still asking for the Surgery, still playing Surgery. I think I'm going to add it to my solo set. I'll find a way to do that. But it was a major song at a major time. And I'm just so fortunate that God allowed me to be a part of such a song. And that blesses so many people. And, of course, in the time in which we live now, AJ, all of us kind of need surgery. You know what I'm saying?
That's correct.
Right, we need to be in the presence of God and really lifting up our hearts, because it's not enough to be gifted if we don't have the right heart ministering to people. And so, Lord, I admit I need you to do surgery on me, and that's a daily prayer of mine.
Will there be songs on Unstoppable like Surgery?
Yes, there'll be songs. As a matter of fact, there's a song on the record, excuse me, called "Right Where You Are," and it's really a kingdom song. It's really me compelling people to come into a conversation with God and giving their lives to God. Why? Because He has use for them. So I think there's about maybe about two or three songs that are, if you will, Surgery-esque.
Okay.
On the record. Right. I think I definitely borrow from my Testament roots. I didn't leave the harmonies nor the musical value of what we did with Testament. We just kind of put it in a solo application, and I'm sure that you're going to enjoy it, definitely.
Tell us about My Life.
You know, when Ghana gave me that song. Actually, I got to have a friend of mine, Justin Francis from Rockford, Illinois. He wrote a song of that chorus, My Life is a Testimony. And he said, well, L, if you can do anything with it, definitely put it. And one day I was driving from Atlanta from a ministry engagement, and I just started hearing that verse. And I said, well, God, why are you pressing this song on me? He says, you know what? The people, we can't, it's hard to recover HJ because people make us hate our journey. People make us hate the fact that we haven't gotten everything right. So they make us live in guilt. They make us live in shame. The audience that looks at how we handle life sometimes, and sometimes we just screw up. We mess up bad. And they make us want to tell where we've been, but what we've been through and where we've been. But the truth of the matter is that God has fashioned our stops, our steps, our falls, and our failures to create this testimony. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so my life, it's just a picture full of jagged edges. It's not just a glass shattered on the ground, but it is God picking up the pieces at every step of my life and making it something that he can use to minister to someone else. So my life is a testimony of how God, he never gives up on me. People can give up on you, but God will never give up on you. And he'll make your life something that can be used to bless other people. That's what my life is.